Online Podcast 131
Welcome, this is Online Podcast. You're listening to John Ong. This is me. I'm in the car, and I know we haven't done this for a while, so I'm going to take you on a ride and have you sit on my lap. That sounds very, very naughty. The reason why I say sit on my lap is because as you are listening to this in stereo, very super hyper duper uber stereo, and you actually feel like you're right here in this spot where I am, which is in my car driving down this road called State Line. We actually have a road called State Line Road. Do you know why? Because I'm actually driving on Kansas, but if I were to have driven over to the other lane, I won't do that because I'll kill myself. Then I'll be in Missouri. So it's kind of interesting, yeah. This road is State Line Road, and it actually is the state line, and it's divided by the median on that yellow line that divides the two streets. So I am driving down. Am I recording? I haven't done a portable recording for so long that I feel so out of place. Ooh, cute doggy. Oh, what a cute doggy. It was a yellow Labrador. Okay, I am recording. I'm going to put it on hold, though, so that I don't accidentally hit it. I want to say welcome to all of you new listeners, because I received several emails from... realized I did not say emails, because Mr. Poos does not approve of it. No, actually, yeah, I asked my partner, who is an English professional. he teaches English, and so I asked him grammatical stuff, and he says that email, supposed to be email messages, if you want to pluralize it. But email itself, you cannot emails it. But I've seen so many people doing it, and I think even dictionary are showing... I mean, I don't know. Do people actually make it correct if people make that mistake enough and it becomes correct? I don't know. But anyway, so I received several email messages from some of you who are listening in from the UK as well as Singapore. From Malaysia, from Johor. And I want to say welcome to you. You know who you are, and we've exchanged several email messages. And so I want to say welcome for tuning into the show. It's a crazy week this week. It's one of my busiest week ever, but I'm actually posting more shows. I actually posted, so if you're listening to this, you may not have received all the other previous files. So if you haven't already done so, downloaded everything, if you're using iTunes or any other aggregator, please make sure and go and check and see if, and see if there's any show that you haven't already downloaded. I usually typically post my show on Mondays and Thursdays, but this week, from now on, hopefully, I will be posting an additional show on Tuesday, which is going to just be Andrew's From Fat to Fab segment for my show. And if you haven't listened to show 129, you should. It is crazy funny because, yeah, it's funny when I'm struggling with my exercise. Now, this is my report, a quick update also, a Thursday update on From Fat to Fab. I tried the thing on Monday, and I posted the show on Tuesday, of my workout session, like my push-up. And I did 15 in three sets of five per set. And that very evening, my arms felt like it was out of battery or something. I just completely had no power, energy to grab even the smallest thing. My biggest problem is to actually lift my arm above, like say, above my shoulder height. That's like killing me, because I just like it would go sag down and I just couldn't hold my arms up. And so that was a little weird. And so I tried to do it yesterday, which was Tuesday. And I could not do it. I mean, I managed to do like one push-up because my arms were so sore. And my chest, oh my God, it was such a great pain that it wasn't too much pain, too much of a pain. It's really more like I don't have, my muscles just weak and I don't have the energy to push. So it's much better today. And so I'm going to continue doing that. That's my quick report, and hopefully I'll be able to do some tonight. I am actually heading into the grocery store. And if special delivery Mark is listening to this, I'm sorry, I'm going shopping again. I'm going to a grocery store and I will be bringing you in. I probably won't be talking too much though. It's so weird. I'll probably pretend like I'm talking on the phone or something, but it's really weird. I'm still not used to that whole speaking to yourself out in the public. Like when I'm in the car, I'm totally cool with it. But, another person, Ben, I think, from myremixsomething.com, also emailed me. Now, of course, I am not on the computer, so I couldn't quite tell you who just signed up on my acupuncture map of my lovely listeners, Frapper, the doodah, hoo-ha map, right? And I'm in the parking lot. Oh, I'm turning in here. Oh gosh, I've got a good spot right here. So, I will be taking my recorder down with me. I have to see to find a way to do this without too much of a hassle. Where's my iPod? Right here. Actually, I'm gonna leave my iPod in my bag so that nobody can see it. Never leave your iPod in the car. You don't want to have somebody steal it. Plus, it's also not good. Oh, there's this thing in my sock, my right sock. So I'm going to go get Jell-O for Bruce because he's not feeling well. Last night, he stayed up a whole night going to the bathroom. And it felt like it's either flu or food poisoning. He feel like today it's feel more like a flu because it's feeling warm. So it will be okay, I'm sure. Don't have to ride in. I know some of our friends are really caring, so I think he'll be fine. Maybe shooting them an email or something, but don't have to call. It's not that serious. And this grocery store usually is packed with cute hot men. So I'm going to go in there with my pretend phone so that I can continue talking to you without feeling like a complete idiot. Okay, I'm gonna lock my car. Somebody already stared at me. Okay, so I'm walking into this grocery store. It was so weird. I'm here for some Jell-O. I don't even know where they store Jell-O. Maybe it'll appear. Oh yeah, it is. Oh, here's Jell-O. I just... What? So I'm looking for Jell-O. I don't find any only Jell-O. So Bruce has requested, because he couldn't eat any solid stuff, it would come back out. And so he asked me to pick up some Jell-O and applesauce. So I got some applesauce here, but I couldn't find the Jell-O. Where is it? All these Jell-O has like fruit in them. Maybe it's in a different aisle. Let's see if there's a Jell-O aisle. Oh, I'm gonna get some chicken stock as well. Two more big thing of chicken stocks. I don't know where they put the Jell-O. Oh, here it is. Jell-O and pie filling. You know what? I just don't care anymore. Oh, here it is. Okay, I found my Jell-O. Ooh, a 10 for a 10, which means a buck. I don't know what flavor does he like. Grape, he likes strawberry, I know. Get some strawberries for him. Strawberry orange, maybe? Oh, that's orange. Strawberry and orange. Whoops. Strawberry. He probably doesn't like grapes. Oh, cherry. He likes cherry. Some cherry and... I was pretending to hold up my phone, but I don't do that anymore. Because I'm just too... I don't care anymore. If people look at me weird, that's their problem. So, I have some other pudding stuff. I don't know if you like the pudding. Maybe I should get one pudding for him as well. Snack pack, what is this? Oh, it's cheap. Let me get one of these as well. This is some kind of Jell-O pudding thingy. Oh, chocolate and vanilla, he'll probably like that more. Caramel cream, oh, he'll like that too.
Yeah.
Real milk. Maybe one more cherry. One, two, three. Get another cherry. Where's cherry? I just saw it. Oh, here it is. Oh. Strawberry. gosh, there's so many different kinds of Jell-O. I'm still a little bashful with talking out here in the public. Oh, here. Oh, no, that's a different one. Sugar-free. I just want a normal jelly. Oh, I guess they're all snack pack. Gosh, just a sea of them. Four pack. Goodness gracious. Han snack pack, gel snack. Two packages that look different. Oh, I don't care. So we have maybe four of the strawberry. Yeah, that's probably enough. Oh, good God. I may want to... Oh, I have something at home, so I don't have to buy something. I did make porridge. Oh, yeah. Free what? Wednesday and Sunday? Free what? Anyway, I'm going to the checkout now. Cute guys just everywhere. Hello. Good. Credit, please. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you, you too. This guy next to me. I wish I could like do a video podcast by showing you the hot guys. Okay, let me see if I can do shutting the door without creating that little smitty on your microphone. I don't know whether it's pressure that's causing it to do that or is it the loudness. Did you hear that? So I'm gonna have to hear that later on, see if it has that little like too much noise. I mean, too loud, whatever you call it. And today I learned a tip from, what is that, Rob from Podcast 411 about how to make your whole show louder without go off the charts by using the AU peak limiter. Oh, you probably don't care. You don't care. Okay, so I'm going home now, and I didn't want to talk too much because I felt really uncomfortable there speaking to myself. I did finally kind of gave up on trying to pretend like I was talking on the phone. Give blood, that cute guy's car says. Give blood. Give me some of his blood. Oh, that's gross. Oh, Baskin Robbins, but I'm gonna resist the temptation. I love ice cream, but I actually like frozen custard even more. Okay, there's a crazy car without stopping. So many crazy drivers. Okay, no car, I'm zipping through. Oh, excuse me. Somebody said that you burp a lot. Well, not somebody. Almost everyone who wrote me told me that I burp a lot. So, oh, I'm in front of Crick Camera Shop again. This is for Madge Weinstein, even though she doesn't listen. Crick Camera Shop. And, yeah, a lot of people wrote in and told me that you sure burped a whole lot. Well, I'm bloated. And second of all, I think my reasoning is that because I'm by myself, you know? I really have you only, like, after I posted the show, the podcast is complete with the whole cycle of you get to listen to all my burping and my traveling from my work to the grocery store and now going home. And I know that I'll be busy taking care of Bruce because he really doesn't feel good. And I hope that he hasn't eaten much yet too and nothing would stay in. I hope the Jell-O, he'll be able to have some Jell-O. And I made porridge for him, but it still doesn't want to stay in. So we'll see. Don't be concerned. Everything will be okay. I'm just, you know, I feel bad for him because he just could not sleep at all last night. He was just going up and going to the bathroom. He's sleepy and tired, but couldn't because of all those trips that he has to run to the bathroom. So awful. I can hear him the whole night, you know, ugh, but I couldn't do much. I went up a few times to give him hot towels and water and stuff like that, but it's not helping much. I hope you can hear me. I'm warm in this car. I'm gonna turn now. Lots of cars in front of me. And I'm turning. Go faster, you whore. Mitsubishi whore. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just killing time because I have to pay attention to the traffic and I don't really do two things at one time well. You know what I'm saying? I have to check out this car wash. My car is filthy. And okay, so this is like a crazy show, and I will, since you already have so many of online podcasts this week, I bet you are probably tired of me, so I won't keep you for too long. I will just finish it up as I'm driving home now. I will see you on Monday, hopefully, and I'll be updating you with a new exercise routine. Well, perhaps we will get one more on Tuesday, or we can just, if you don't get a new post, just continue doing. I don't even know whether you're following this routine or not. Now, actually, I want you to tell me if you do follow the routine. And again, this routine is for the FLS, which is fat, lazy, and stupid people like me. You don't know much about exercising, and you need every single simple steps. I mean, every single simple step needs to be out there for us, exactly telling us what to do, including the breathing, which I've already given Andrew the feedback, and he said that we incorporate that in there as well. And thank you, Andrew, for doing this. And also, if you are following this, please let me know, or let Andrew know. I want to see who's doing it and whether or not you want to keep track of that through my show as well. If you want to, let's say if you want to lose 5 pounds or 50 pounds, and if you're using that exercise routine that Andrew's providing me, called From Fat to Fab, you can email me your current weight, and I can just use your first name, and so nobody knows who you are, and then I'll put your weight on each Monday's show, or every time I report my own weight, I will actually let you know. The funny thing is, after the first push-up session that I did on Monday, I felt very thin. I was like, oh my gosh, I did exercise and my arms hurt, and therefore it must be working. I must be 10 pounds lighter. Which is, of course, not true. So hopefully you will be able to take part with me as well. And if you are, please let me know. And I will include your weight and your progress with me. And if you want to actually... Oh, sorry about that bumbity bump. If you actually want to give me your update of how you're doing, you can always call my comment line and let me know how you're doing. 206-888-JOHN. And then I will play your messages along with my own report on Monday. Okay? That's it for now. Thank you so much for coming with me to the grocery store this time. I'm sorry, special delivery Mark, that I have to do the shopping show again. But hey, whatever. Thank you for listening, all of you. And especially special delivery Mark, if you can endure my shopping. Okay, I have to go now. I'm turning into my street. And I will catch you all later. Stay happy. Don't forget to smile, and of course, do a little bit of exercise. We'll see if From Fat to Fab would work, okay? Bye. Ciao, ta-ta. And again, don't forget, smiling and smile in English, which is my own language. Bye. Oh my goodness. That was 27 minutes? Oh my God, I'm so sorry, but anyway, bye.